just a quick catch up with Britney Spears. And we're not going to give you just the rundown of Britney Spears and what happened. You know all that already. That's everywhere today. Everyone's been talking about
it. Is it still going on?
No, she's not testifying anymore. She testified yesterday.
I know, but the trial is still going on.
The judge now has to make a decision of what they're going to do. Yeah. So all the legal experts are now saying that the judge in the Britney Spears case will likely not end her conservatorship completely.
Mm-hmm.
See, we thought that it was going to be goodbye to daddy and conservatorship is over and then she is just going to be free. No. What's going to happen is the judge is probably going to lighten up the restrictions, take her father out of the equation, and assign it to somebody else that has no skin in the game. Now, Britney really wants this woman, Jody Montgomery, who is a professional conservator. Like, this is what the woman's been doing for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been working with Britney, and Britney really likes her. So I think that's who is going to end up being the conservator, because that person is just there to manage everything. They're not there to take anything.
So it's kind of like a manager or an accountant.
Yeah, like a money manager, basically. Yeah. Britney gets $2,000 a week allowance, I think I read.
Mm-hmm.
$2,000 a week. And the judge is probably going to allow this woman, Jody Montgomery, to step in and her father to be cut out. So the big question is, was it unlawful imprisonment, everything he's been doing to her? And does she have a case to take her father to court over that? So is there going to be a criminal trial coming up in the near future?
So this is never going to end. It's going to continue and continue. It's going to be forever.
If I was Britney's advisor, I would say take the approach of Frozen, let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Right. Move
Just
on.
Just get out. Yeah. Get out from under life. Him. Yeah. Right. Right. Cut him out of your life. Get out from under him and that kind of thing.
Block his number from your phone and just move on.
Right. And, you know, I'm somebody that just because you're related to somebody doesn't mean they should be in your life. I don't talk to my biological father because he's pretty much a Jamie Spears, except worse.
And he doesn't have money. So,
right. Jamie Spears would have been a gift compared to my biological father. I would have loved to have a Jamie Spears in my life. But what's really interesting about all this are all the celebrities that reached out to Britney Spears. Now, some of them are the usual suspects and people that should say something. Like Mariah Carey. She said, "We love you, Britney. Stay strong." Right. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Missy Elliott said, "I pray you can get control over your life again and find peace, regain strength. You're loved." Very supportive. You know, this one kind of put me, there was two celebrity responses that kind of put me off. Justin Timberlake writes, "After what we saw today, we should all be supporting Britney at this time, regardless of our past, good and bad, and no matter how long ago it was, what's happening to her is just not right. No woman should ever be restricted from making decisions about her own body." All right, really brave to send a tweet. You know what I mean? This is Justin Timberlake. He has known Britney. They grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
He could have stepped in at any point to help her. Nothing was stopping him from stepping in and helping her or reaching out to her in some way. So to send a friggin' tweet, that's your big moment. Do you mean, like, how brave
of
you?
He's moved on. No, he's married. He's got kids. He's moved on.
Okay, I'm not asking him to fall back in love with Britney.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, if you care so much about her and her well-being, and she was somebody that was a big part of your life for a very long time, maybe you might want to at least try to reach out to her privately years ago. Don't send a tweet.
You've never been married to a woman. So, so if you're married to a woman, they really don't like you to reach out to your ex-girlfriend who's hot as hell and a megastar and try to help her out. They kind of kibosh that from the beginning.
Okay. So, I see. Okay.
So you understand that's probably why he didn't, because he's like, "Can I call her today?" No. Okay. So they don't like
that. If you still want to have some of this Jessica Biel love in your life.
Yeah. So she cuts that off right now. He can't do it. I know how he feels.
Okay. Rose McGowan always loves to insert herself in all of these stories. And so far what we've seen, don't you remember the beginning of the pandemic when all those celebrities stepped up and were saying and doing stuff. And Rose McGowan, look, she means well. Her heart is in the right place. She just has a really corny, awkward way of expressing herself that, again, you know, means well. You know that she does. She really wants to reach out to Britney and be like, sister, I'm here for you. But she doesn't know how to speak plainly. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know how to say in a cool way, like what I just said, sister, I'm here for you. She has to take it to that like weird Hollywood, spiritual. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable to watch. But you know what she means. And like I said, she means well. But it just misses the mark a teensy tiny bit.
This is a message for Britney Spears and any other human who is being controlled by greed and evil. Fight on, Britney. We're with you. We hear you.
You were married to Marilyn Manson. Okay.
We have heard you. I know.
Where the hell is your hair?
Oh, the cost.
She doesn't like, she's had this, she's been rocking this short hair for a while.
She has an issue with hair?
Control. No, she's gorgeous. Mm. She doesn't need hair.
Been
controlled since zero.
You're a woman. Nah, she needs hair.
You've been controlled since zero.
There is freedom on the other side.
There's freedom on the other side.
Judge gives you your life back. And I'm brutally angry.
Mm-hmm. So is your hair.
That it has to be that way. That someone has to rule for you to get your life back.
Again, where was she a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago? You know what I mean? Like, just, it's, again, easy to post a video about yourself and how angry you are on behalf of Britney. But if you're such a good friend, you care so much, you're a celebrity, you could have stepped up, you could have helped her. I'm just saying.
Any of you out there?
Mm-hmm.
Of course she's angry. Mm-hmm. Righteous anger changes the world. Keep fighting. We're with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel empowered now.
Yeah. So her heart's in the right place. You see that she's trying to reach out through Twitter to Britney. You get it. But it just comes across very self-righteous and soapboxy. And just talk plainly. Anyway, so we're waiting to hear what the judge is going to say on behalf of Britney, but it looks like she probably will get some semblance of her life back. The latest thing Britney was saying, this is kind of funny. Britney said she had asked her father and the people controlling her, can she have a manicure? Can she have a massage? Can somebody come and do her hair? This is all during COVID. I'd like to get my hair done. Mm-hmm. You know, like me, like the roots come in. You gotta take care of those roots. Otherwise, suddenly you're half brunette, half blonde. They told her that because of COVID, none of those people were around. They were not available.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why she didn't accept it, she said, A, I need some self-care. And that's my way of self-care. I need my acupuncturist. I need a massage. I need my hair did. I need my nails did.
Mm-hmm.
Her maids would show up. And her mom and people in her life would show up. And they would have their nails done and their hair done and colored and whatever. So her being told that those people are not working because of COVID and they're not available was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your housekeeper has a fresh manicure. You can't have a manicurist come in and give you a fresh manicure. You're Britney Spears. So they didn't want her spending money. You know, and again, it's about control. It's about them controlling her life. It's COVID, so she can't perform. So how can we control her? She's not allowed to get a manicure.
Yeah.
So
it's every day it just gets wackier and wackier.
Yeah. And then the other half of it is, this is the last thing I'm going to say. I'm sorry. I'm obsessed with this story. You know how I feel about Britney. I love her. I think the fact that we know so much about this conservatorship is a violation in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about conservatorships is they're supposed to be private. It's supposed to be like, you know, between you and your lawyer or you and your conservator person. It's not supposed to be this public that we know every detail about it, that her kitchen cabinets were somebody else's decision. We shouldn't know that much. That in and of itself is a violation. So I think that is something else that she should. It infantilizes her, like, oh, you're not entitled to privacy. You're just a little girl. You know, she's 39 years old. She's allowed to have privacy. She's allowed to have confidentiality. And this gave her none of that. So I think that's another issue that I have on her behalf. And I'm not going to Rose McGowan it. I'm just going to come out and say it plainly. Yeah. That's how you do it, Miss McGowan.
I can't wait for this to be over. I can't wait for her to get her life back and for us to move on to more important things.
The Tour de France is starting in like a week.
Oh, my God.
We need to discuss. Yeah.
No, I can't with that.